Yesterday we were introduced to the concept of Akira Sarah Hanacha, which is a side that for Kabbalah and Rabbinate purposes, the Akira is enough to conquer of Kabbalah and Rabbinate. Is that right? But the Akira, you know, that the Shat Akira, you already have a sure Kabbalah and Rabbinate despite the fact that, you know, that the person who did it is not Yechayah Nisa. That's just the side of the Gemara. The way the Rajba explained, we had two ways to understand it yesterday. The Rajba's answer was that because the Akira is part of the Aveira, so therefore the Akira is enough to pass it off coming to the Rabbinate. The Akira is a favor to the faith. It's like someone who eats the whole Kazayas, the first half of the Kazayas is part of the Aveira. So pass it from Kamlet. Same thing. And the Akira is part of the Aveira and pass it from Kamlet. According to the Rajba, it is because it's part of the faith. According to Shita Tesis, you don't need that it should be part of the Aveira. You don't need that it should be part of the Aveira. As long as something that's necessary in order to do the Aveira, even if it's not the Aveira itself, that's enough to say, come, maybe you're not in the end. For example, like you said, you pick up a bottle of wine to do Nisuk, to an Avodah Zarah, so picking up, Taisa to tell us, is also a time that you would say, come, Rabbi Rabbi. That's also part of the Aveira. Even though it's not part of the Maisa Aveira, this is necessary in order to do the Aveira. And therefore, Taisa to tell us, you say, come, Rabbi Rabbi. This is the machlokes between the two sheets. Tesis Neima. That Tesis is understood according to this Machlokes. Tesis is, you all know that the Kinyan Hagbah, you pick something up. Right? You take a handkerchief and you pick it up, that's the Kinyan Hagbah. How high do you have to pick it up to be shaitan? So it's Machlokes to shaitan. Then the Tam Shita is one tefach. The Rishbam holds three tefachim. Very often, you know, you go to a chassid, you see them give the handkerchief to the person, you know, it's kind of concerned, but the person says, pick it up higher, because, I don't know why, it's like my friend is getting into something, so he's reluctant. If you want to be at the chassid, you have to bring up three tefachim. He could have up his one tefach. So take it to the cashier. The Tesis is going on later, but the point is, Tesis asks that on Shabbos, when you do a hakbah from the floor, you're not chayav on Isser Shabbos until after three tefachim. And there have been a time in the first tefach, you're already a gadol. So if your whole hakbah is kaina in the first tefach, so it's not at the same time as the malacha. The malacha is at the end of the three tefachim. Tesis asks, let's take the kasher a little time. Now, why in the first step after you put your kamla, you didn't do the aveira yet? According to the Rashba, within the time we're holding up the Rashba, it's very good. That's what the Rashba say, as long as it's part of the aveira, either half the kazayim, that's also part of the aveira. Same thing, Shabbat, Yechayv, you can lift it up, one than three tefach. You have to listen to the first tefach too, that's all part of the three tefach. So being that that's all part of the Aveira. So it's all part of the Ma'at Aveira, so it's all some passage of time. I think there's any point to Tyson's talk on the same cash, you know? Because you don't have to pick it up the first tefach in order to get the three tefach. You're going to take a toll that the first step is not shot the eucalyptic tree top. Shot the eucalyptic, the last mashahu that goes over the tree top. Okay, you'd be right. According to the Sakhar, according to the Rashba, it would not pass those tolls. tight, there have been times I hold my tight, that since you need to get there, that's why it happens. But my point is to try to give you an illustration. Now, the Rakayim, which we're going to discuss today, deals with the Yisayid in Hilchus Shabbos. He's coming to answer the first Tais, Peshach Kira, Tais Kasha. But rather than start with Taisus, I'd like to start with explaining the Yisayid, and then we'll come back to the Yisayid. I just have to give you Adana certain rules of the Shabbos, which you may all know, you may not know, but one of the Malachas of Shabbos is Kasha. One of the 39 malachas, the 39th malacha, carrying. The malacha carrying has three hechetim that are derived. Either from Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. You pick it up from Rosh Hashanah and you put it into your house. Or Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, you have the three. Or Maver Dalvanam is Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to Rosh Hashanah, you're in the street. Pick it up from one point in the street, you carry it to another point in the street, it's more than down around its way, you carry it. That's okay. Let's say I'd like to carry something 2 amos or 3 amos in the street. Am I allowed to do that? What? You need to draw money. There's no issue to our bottom, I'm carrying in the street less than down around. Somebody wants. No matter you carry less than dollars, let's say somebody is walking the street and her necklace snaps, an expensive necklace, it's on the floor. She can't put it on again. She can't carry it, so she says, yuck it. But if she wants to push it on the side of the grass, on the side of the thing, then she can. It's all just within dollar amounts. The button didn't ask her to carry one pocket to dollar. Now, if you want to keep on carrying less than dollars, less than dollars, less than dollars, that's your button now. Each person can only do it once. You can carry less than a dollar around this once. And somebody else can cause you to carry again less than a dollar. But to carry once less than a dollar around is just a rabbi, and that's what the pillar. The dollar didn't answer that. So that the issue is not that you're carrying a dollar around is just a rabbi. You're not saying it's not even an issue if you keep on doing it many times. You go less than a dollar and a stop. Less than a dollar and a stop. Not as long as you time it up enough, you'll be puzzling like that. You need to carry a dollar amos to Shitarab in order to be carried. If someone carries either of these ways, you have to make. In order to be Yahya, you have to make Akira and Ahava. Akira is, you've got a list of the points where you're resting. You didn't do an Akira, you're talking. Let's say before Shabbos, you started walking. You started walking before Shabbos, you're carrying something. You're walking, when Shabbos starts, you're moving. Even if you carry it, Shabbat Amos to Shabbat, even if you carry it from Shabbat to Yahya, you're talking. Because there was no Akira on Shabbos. In order to be chayav on Shabbos, you have to take the item from where it's resting and get it to start moving. That's an akira. And the reverse is also true. If you get an akira and you're walking, you find you carry it. You just keep on moving till after Shabbos, so you didn't make a hanacha, you're also puffed. You need an akira and a hanacha, and that's true of all three cases. Akira means that the thing is resting and you move it. What happens if I have something in my pocket? The thing that's reason in my pocket is not moving. So the Gemara says, Akira Gufa is Akira Seyfa. Now, if you have something in your pocket, Akira, and you're standing still, Akira Gufa is Akira Seyfa. When I start walking, that's an Akira of the item in my pocket. And the nail, that's an Akira. When I stop walking, that's the Hanukkah of the item in my pocket. Or even as a case where it's on his head, he has a basket on his head, there's something in it. So he walks over. Also, when he starts moving, that's an Akira. When he stops, the item stops with him. So Hanukkah Kufa is Hanukkah Kufa. you go, and when you stop, that's all included in this malacha, in the malacha deraisa. All of these situations are malacha deraisa, and they all need an akira and a hanacha. It's not shy to be ever, I saw, without both, without an akira and a hanacha. Anybody who wants a person to Shabbos knows, one person is the akira, the other person is the hanacha. So you're not trying to be possible. So you need, to be chai, you need to have an akira from one rishos, and a hanacha from the other rishos, or akira before the Aladan, and a hanacha against the Aladan. That is not a subject of any machlokes, that's kuli alma. Now, the Chaim jumping to the Yisrael before we get to the application. The Yisrael of the Chaim says that the longest of carrying Dalet Amos to Shabbat and the longest of the other two, Shabbat and Shabbat, we call that Shukla Shabbat. The longest of the two is totally different. They're not similar at all. What he used to tell our science experts is that by Hezal of Shukla Shabbat, the Aveira, what is the Aveira? The definition of the Aveira. The definition is an Akira in one Yeshua and a Hanach in the other. But that's the Aveira. The Aveira is picking it up from one Yeshua and putting it down from another Yeshua. The transport in between, well, if you want to do an Akira and Shukla Shabbat, you know, you have to transport it in between. But that's not what defines the Malach. The Malach is not moving it as you go. That's not the definition. The definition of the malacha is the akira and the hanacha. The moving that has to go in between is like a necessary thing to forget it. But if you can figure out a way to do an akira in the shukaradin and a hanacha in the shukayadin without carrying it in between from one to another, it would also be chas. It just happens to be that you have to carry from one to the other in order to get it there. But lamaisa, the malacha, the definition of the malacha is the akira and the hanacha. By Dalet Amos b'Shusharadim, not that way. The Maisa Malacha is every inch of carrying, as you carry a Dalet Amos, that is the Maisa Malacha. The Maisa Malacha is transporting at a certain distance. That distance is the field. So that as it moves through the Dalet Amos, that's all part of the field.
Only
one
distance
of
Allah.
Right?
Only one
distance. Of course, you don't think so, God. You're right. You're right. But it's like a kazayis. I don't want you to say so, kazayis, the fact. So the Dalet Amos is, all the Dalet Amos is all a hemshah of the malacha. Now you need an akira, you need an hanacha, but that's not the point. The point is Dalet Amos. The transporting is the malacha. How could that be? Well, we'll see cases where this will be an afternoon, like the same, but you have to give it a minute. Okay? I'll get the case, and it's an afternoon. But this is the Kiddush of Achayim. The Maver, Dalet Amos, Yisusharabim, is a different source of Malacha. The Malacha, Maver, Dalet Amos, Yisusharabim, is a Malacha of transport. Not just putting gas. But it sounds like a very fine, it's going to have a whole list of Nafkanira in the Chaim side, which always needs to happen with Chaim. But the Nafkanira of Chaim says is that our Gemara, what was the case of Gemara? Hazalek Chay, Yitzchivas Arba, Hazalek Arba, the Kara Shirayim Ba'al Yitzchasek Arba. Our Gemara says you shoot an arrow from the beginning of Abba to the end of Abba, and in middle, let's say when it passes two arm of mark, you hit something, Kara Shirayim by the stuff, right? Pucks. You know why? It's a pain. because during the time it was moving between the Akira and the Anafa, the Gluch HaMais HaMalacha was happening. So therefore, we say, come later the Rabbi, you make the whole Hemshah of the traveling of the Dalaram. Because as it travels, the Dalaram, that's the Malachi. The Malachi is the traveling. So therefore, I say, come later the Rabbi. What would happen if I shoot an arrow from Rosh Hashanah to shoot the Rabbi? I'm not over in Dalaram. No Dalaram. I just shoot it. Good day to start shooting an arrow, huh? So if someone shoots an arrow from which is the ugly shoots a rabbin, and it's karashirayim as it's traveling, would you say karlay? The pashtus that's not from the shayna, of course you say karlay rabbin. But the pain, no. No, they don't say karlay. Because there, as it's traveling, that's not the maitama lafa. As it's traveling, it's just a necessary thing to get from Shukriyat to Shukriyat. But the Malacha is Akira the Halacha. So if it lands, and when it lands on something and breaks it, we'll say Kama. But while it's moving, the movement from one Shukriyat to another, that's not the Maitama Malacha. And therefore, we will not say Kama later to Rabbi Nene on the time, if you're carried, you lift the Shirai. As you go from one mishnah to the other, you'll be excited. You don't say kama. So how do you like that for Kiddush? Maybe it's not going to be down there. I mean, you wish they come there. That's the Gemara. And it's our test from mishnah to Rabbi, mishnah to Yadir, mishnah to Rabbi. And during the movement, the time it's moving, the lift the Shirayim, you're going to be partner. Now this Rosh Chaim is going with two Shita. The Rosh Chaim is coming. This is the story. That while it travels, Rosh Chaim, during the time it's traveling, it rips as far as you don't say Kamala. The Chaim is the Rosh Chaim. Well, it has to be the Rosh Chaim. According to Tyson, of course you say come late. I told you, if you pick up wine to pour it, you say come late. But it's necessary, even if it's not the other end. This is all part of the Raja. The Raja says you only say come late on the other end itself. This is a kind of with the Raja. Titus will hold that you do say come late, but Titus told you always say come late. Anything that's necessary. Doesn't matter if it's part of the other end. The kind of desires will be true according to the Rashba, which is fine. Did he have the Malacha? And he do it on Nacha, he did the other day. Akira Sar Hamacha, Akira and Hamacha are both the two halves of the Malacha. What is the Chaim shooting at? Wants to answer Tyson's cash. Tyson Shakir with Sarah Hanachi. Let's see Tyson's cash. Kasha, I mean, a bit Meruba. Let me tell you the Gemara of Meruba. You all know that if you steal an animal, certain animals, and you. Tabak, if you steal an animal, you have to pay. Okay? Tabak umachar, if you steal the animal, you sell it, then you pay Dalazay. As in, you have to pay an additional knas of dollars. The Gemara there is talking with someone stolen animal. He's got to pay for the animal. He's shy, look, pay for it. $12. He sold it. When he sold it, he sold it on Shabbos. He's selling on Shabbos, is not a malacha itself. Because the shira of Mecca for Mecca on Shabbos is only a bun. However, in order to sell it, he put it into the other person's rishon. He threw it into the other guy's rishon. The text says cautious. I mean, it's rule. Can't be gone up on Makar B'Shabbos. The part. On Shabbos, if the way you sold it, it's like being marked into the person by giving it to him, by putting it in his cluster, you say, Pasir, come with your Amin. You're going to Amalek, Drake, and they base that Lechatzahir. throw your gneva into my chassid, I'll be chassid, hit me with chassid, gneva is there, and my chassid will be kind of what you saw. Upara, the Gemara asks. If he marks his avir chassid, he comes. When it gets to the avir of the chassid before the land, the buyer is kind, and there's a few dollars ahead. When the sky is in Asher, Shabbos, may have Asher from the rash. The Gemara says it's not the high doggy. He's not described in Asher until his land. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that unless you tell him the same, you shouldn't be kind until his land. Then it will become a drought. But in a typical case, it's not problem, because as it's flying through the air, it's still his kindness. When it comes into the Havir of his father, he's kindness. And in fact, just the Shabbat, still the Hanacha. So the Gemara there says that you don't say Tamlai in such a thing. Fertisis. What do you mean? Akira Sarah Hanacha? The Gemara says that when it's flying through the air, you do say Tamlai with the rabbi. And the Gemara in Beruba says when it's flying through the air, you don't say Tamlai with the rabbi. What's the difference? Why in our Gemara you do say Tamlai with the rabbi when it's going through the air and it's Shirayim? And in the other Gemara, you don't. This is Tyson Kaplan. The text says the two Gemaras argue. Basically, the text says, let's show him, here we argue. The text says the two Gemaras argue. But the Rambam passes by both Gemaras. The Rambam does the whole text. The text says these two Gemaras are disputed. But the Rambam passes by both Gemaras. He passes by our Gemara, I can't serve him nothing. He passes by Yemi Gemara. So the kasha comes back. Why is it flying through the air with the shirayim? You're puzzled. It's flying through the air. You told the other guys you should. You're chayim and all that. So chayim, question. Now remember, chayim is going to rash the shirayim. The text is against the kasha, which is tough. So chayim says, the difference between our gemara and the gemara of Baba Kama is that our Gemara is talking about which type of our Gemara is talking about the Lamed Rishus HaRabim, and the Lamed Rishus HaRabim, the whole Dalet Amos is the Maisam HaLachim, the Chayim and every bit of the Dalet Amos, and that Gemara is not talking about Dalet Rishus HaRabim, that Gemara is talking about the Lamed Rishus HaYachid, and the Lamed Rishus HaYachid, that's different. Rabbi is a different thing. They're the that flies through the air. It's not the malachis, but that's here in the north. When it flies through the air, that's that moment. There's no conflict. This is the Rukhaim. It's printed here, the Rukhaim al-Shas, an hour daf. And the number of Ephraim to bring it, that's not the point. In our Gemara, you shoot a Dalet Amos. As it's flying, it lifts something. You say, come. Why? Because at the moment it's flying, that is the Guf HaMalacha. That's the Maisa, that's the Chayav Amis. So it comes out at the same second that it's flying through the air, it's the Shirach. On our Gemara? Our Gemara says, Dalet Amos Shirach. Gemara is there in Baba Kama, talking down some Geshit. He's a Shafiach and I'm a Shafirab, and I throw them. I don't know why he's throwing the sheep. But the case is he's throwing the sheep into the other guy's reshus. And as it flies, when it comes into the other person's reshus in the air, he's Chayav Dalet Amos. The person's Chayav. Avi Yachavu is Chayav. And he's not Chayav Hashav, it's from his land. So, mainly, he's not Chayav Hashav, it's from his land. So therefore, we don't say Kamei. Like, two different moments, two different steps. Kasha is, why is it different there as applied to the air he carries out the hay? It's the same as Parashirai. Forget something while it's flying. It's not a problem. That doesn't pass. The only time Parashirai passes is they dial it out. So this is Reb Chaim's side, and here's the type of kasha. There's a problem. The problem with the Yisrael. The Ebon Ozel
Paragimel Hilch Kineva, Alok Abay. Yidra Masal is, Vashamati, Vashayim Rav Chaim. Leaves it Rav Chaim. And he says that he has problems. Blushing, you can see the tremendous cover he has for Rav Chaim. If he has conscience, which seems to plug up to Rav Chaim, he says in some, whatever Rav Chaim says is right. I just heard this b'shmai, but some of it wasn't told over to me completely. Rakopanim, he has two major conscience on Rav Chaim. One is from the Lashon HaRambam. And the Rambam says that Rav Chaim is Gaon Amos. The Lashon of the Rambam is that we have an asmachta from the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Shavu ish tasa. Shavu ish tasa. Everyone's sitting in place. So the Gemara says, Shavu ish tasa. The Rambam says that each person should not be metaltel more than tasa. More than really. Since a person's mocking is Gaon Amos. We always say a person's mocking is Gaon Amos. The person's body is usually about 3 on the stool, and he spreads out his hands and his feet, so the person takes up dollar on dollar. But the Rambam, Shavuish Tachta, you can only carry Tachta in your place. You can't carry from your Rishus, which is your dollar Amos, to outside of your dollar. What does the Rambam say? The Moshe Rambam is that I saw dollar Amos is a type of I saw Rishus Rishus. That's the language of the Rambam. That when I carry outside of my Dalai Lama, I'm carrying from one Rishas to another, from my Dalai Lama to outside of my Dalai Lama. So the language of the Rambam sounds like Dalai Lama is a type of a star Rishas Rishas. That's very much what it sounds like. Which would not be like a type. Because then, it's the type of a star Rishas Rishas. Just like when you might see Rishas Rishas. What's the Isser, Yakira, one Rishas Galmaf, and the other. It's a Akira from my Dalai Lama. So when you start outside of my Dalai Lama. Some of them may learn, if the Akira is on me, the same type of Akira, an Akira in one Rishas. My Dalai Lama is one Rishas. And I'm not in another Rishas.
Okay, you just said that if it's Dalai Lama, it's just a problem when you're a lot of parents.
If I say this Dalai Lama is just allowed to carry, and over there it's just not allowed to carry, then I can't say that the whole Dalai Lama is all the malach. Because Kol Zman is in my Dalai Lama, that's not the malach. Malach is when it goes out of my Dalai Lama. That moment,
that's
the
malach.
Well, you're going from an area you're allowed to carry to an area you're not allowed to carry.
But it's the same
as what the Jews. The rabbi. But it's difficult to say that every inch is the Yisr, just over the Yisr, if you say such a Lashon that the place you are is one Rishus, the other place is not Rishus. The language does not support it. The second raya is from a Gemara in Shabbos, Davos, which compares Dalai Lama to Haitzah Rishus Rishus. Compares it for a specific case that it's talking about there. I'm not going to go into a specific case, if you want to look it up. But the Gemara there makes a comparison in the Lamdus of Dalai Lama to the Lamdus of Rishus Rishus, which is very much mashma that it works the same way. Shach, the Abiezia of the Shabbos, also brings the Rav Chaim, Paragimel Alok Atesvav. He also brings the Rav Chaim, and he also has Matni on him. He has three Kashis of Rav Chaim. He seems to be very strong Kashis, and we just try to be Miash with them. Again, what's Rav Chaim decide? The Dalai Lama is Bishop Sarabin, the Yisr is not that here and there, but the transport, the travel. Gemara Masechet Shabbos, I think it's Sechet, has a case with someone carrying the chetus on his head. It's a basket on his head, and he's got, let's say, pusa. He's sitting with the rabbi, and he walks out of Abbas and he stops. Now, I'll give you an idea. There's an area called the Mucket Store. You know what a Mucket Store is? Place that you're talking about. Mucket Store, above Dallas, above your bucket, you should surround it. It's called the Mucket Store. Not a Shuster Rabbit. Let's say I want to throw something at the roof of my house across the street. I have a neighbor across the street, and he short on silverware for a meal. I'd like to throw some silverware across the street from my roof to this room. So it's stores from the Shasharabi should be up there. And if the Shasharabi is higher than 10 buses, so it's normal offer. It's normal offer. The Rabbana would tell you that it won't be a good throw, it'll miss, it'll fall in the street. I'll go down to the street and pick it up. So the Gemara says that if it's something that would break if it falls into the street, it's Mudwa Khatsub. Something that would break is Mudwa Khatsub. I think the Gemara also says if it's direct, it's Mudwa. The only place you should miss if it's at an angle. If it's straight across, then people Mudwa Khatsub. What? No, the area is before, but I go down to bring it in. That's why it's right. Right. No problem with the Shasayasa, the Shasayasa, in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
What? If you have a row, it's free.
So you'll be looking for that? You can draw the water on the floor and start that.
Well, I can hand it across. Let's say somebody walks in the street and carries something higher than 10 buckets. So we say that Yadai Basa Gusa Yerev. Hands go to put it in back. So that's why, when he throws it, it's not in his body. But if you're walking in the street, then tomorrow's case is you have something on his head. That's proof that it's head. He walks in the street. So the Gemara says that your day bust is Gufay Grey, his body goes in the street. This is all part of his body, it's connected. And the Neyla is Dei Yechayim, even if it's higher than head. Yechayim is all around it, you should do that. What is that? That, why am I carrying it? Because I'm sitting in the street, something on my head, and I walked out of Amazon and stuff. If you learn the Malachi Zakir and the Hanukkah, not like a kind, you don't have to have an ozzle. So then it makes a lot of sense. Sitting in the street, something's on my head. I do an Akira. I had Akira to a place, Akira says it's on. And then I stop at the Hanukkah. So I did an Akira in one place, which is around. I'm not having another. But if you learn the Avera is the transporting, Lamaisa, the item was transported in a bucket store. The apples or the basket never went, only in a bucket store. What's the head of the Gemara that I'm carrying anyway? Even though I'm carrying it higher than 10? This one of the Avera is actually with a handoff, then it's good. But I'm standing still to put a recognition for that. And then I move it over and I list that. So if I then picked it up, I didn't hear it from one part of the street, I didn't know another part. But if you look like a kite, that the Malacha is, the movement was above 10. The movement wasn't above the store. Maybe we should say it goes after the good, even as it's moving. Chaim will say that even as it's moving lower than 10. So the goes must have a good as it's going. Why is it a shot like that? Some of Shach's riots will be a riot. The Russian Adimari is that Kira Kufa is Kira Kufa. It's another Kufa, it's another Kufa. According to your explanation, it may be true. But Gemara should better say Havara Skuf Lei Kavara Sei. I did answer him, not sure. Question is, what point is this Makai? Yeah, but that we have no problem with. You might be dead up here, not know. Shach is saying. You have to be in the context here, not know. Well. You're making your time. Thank you, there are time of old, just like a Kira's group, like a Kira's faces. It's logical, we're standing still, not moving. Same thing. Okay. 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 Second value of the shot is in a case where a person takes something from his house, carries it, let's say carries it to shul, doesn't stop in the street, carries it from his house to shul. What is it? He went from Shisha Yafi to Shisha Rabin to Shisha Yafi. Is that a malacha? That itself is out of a law. He must say, Father, you should be up at any time. But he went down with Amis to the Shisha Rabbi. The Gikhaya is for the Dalai Amis to Shisha Rabbi. Give a shaman. Give something up from the Shisha Yafi. Carry it to the Shisha Rabbi more than Dalai Amis, and he got it and put it down like a Shisha Rabbi. He didn't have to know more Shisha Rabbi. I'm not going to give a Shisha Rabbi. He traveled Dalai Amis to Shisha Rabbi. So a Shach brings a number of Rishonim called the Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashba to say that you're puzzled. The Raya. The Raya. That's not transported. So if Shach, he transported a dollar out of the Shach. He transported a dollar out. Took it from a resting position. Transport a dollar to the avenue and put it into a resting position again.
No,
it had an akira and an avenue. The akira wasn't just a avenue. It had an akira and it's
the avenue.
True. But Lamai says the akira and an avenue is just a condition that you have to take it from a resting position. Yeah, there it is, the moving dollar avenue to here. You moved the dollar out to the rabbi. The condition that it was that it was resting before resting yet. You also have.
The
shift is just far as you caught
the
front.
It
takes away
what? It's not that pound
that now that rather than better because it came from a different show. I said, Mada, let's take care of the Shiturab. I go down and I put it down in the Shiturab on the Kaye. I pick it up and say, Yah, you don't use Shiturab, Dalai Lama. It certainly should be. Unless you say that here in the Hamada, the Gof HaMalafa. Of course, if the Gof HaMalafa is the way that an Ardu will say, the Shab is saying that the Ikka Malafa is that here and the Hamada, then of course, then you're right. I did get curious with the office, and that person with the office. Maybe have it on the ground. But if you hold the Icarister is transporting the Galadamus, like the Tiny says, then he should be high too. It's better because that curious from a different machine. Then he should be worse.
Well, isn't the automatic? I feel like I'm not sure I can go to more. Doesn't matter.
He's not going to be arrested. He was even arrested. He was arrested the entire time.
I'm
Every character has to carry to get it somewhere.
Right.
Therefore what? There's no question. Malachi is getting it to his destination. The question is, how do we define what the Torah asks? Is the Torah asker putting it down in the different shirts from where it started? And the Torah asker transported it to that shirt. It's just the way it's looking at. Now, to answer Rashad's second raya, to be fair, it's in a place to shun. Place is in Erevin, that's Lami Kimmel. Rashad brings from the Ne'iri, place in Ne'iri Hall, that you are ready. You go to the up, you grab it to the up, and you go down to the up. So, the truth is, Rav Chaim is saying something like some Rishayim. So, Rishayim, except he has to place to Kasha, and so it's Rishayim to argue with him. Uh-huh. Well, it's a guy Rishayim that still is okay. True. The Shasta and the Shasta and the Shasta and the Shasta and the I trust the Shasta, but there's nothing else. If there's such a patient, I don't know anything else. Like a bunny, there are Rishayim that say the other way, that say the Shasta. The other step that is to have to be, if you hold the Shasta, you would answer, some of you may have bumped into this, but you would accept the Shasta. You know that you're not at a Shabbos. Sukkot comes out of Shabbos. You don't take a little list. Why don't we take a little list? Shema what? Shema? Have you read a Dom Shisturah? Do those words make sense to you? Shema Renadala. Shouldn't we say Shema Yavi Renadala? We should be up with Shisturah. Shema, you might take it out of your house. What does this Shema have invented to Allah Amish Surah for? The Shema, you'll take it out of your house, you take it out. Shema is Surah. The Nevi says, now what are we fighting? What are you going to do with the Lubin? Take from your house to Shul. You take from your house to Shul. Is that a block of that Isa? But the Nevi holds that from Shisiyahid, the Dalam Surah in the middle is their Isa. It's Dalai Lama Shisharam. The Shema Yavi Lama Dalai Lama Shisharam. You might take a Lula from your house to Shul, and in between you carry Dalai Lama Shisharam. So the Akira Shisharam is Dalai Lama Shisharam, and I'm not going to see others. The Miri holds it as enough to be the Chayim. Why would anybody do that? Okay. Then I should say Shema Yavi Lama Shisharam. There's something like that. The Shema Yavi Lama Shisharam. There must be referring to the catechism of the Torah. The Shas against Rechayim is from a very unusual Shas, a very unusual text. Rambam says that if you throw a ball, Zara, you throw something, and then you run and catch it, David Amos away, in the street. You throw a high fly ball and you're going to catch it yourself. You throw it, and then you run, and you catch it all around the way. Rama says you're puffed. Rama is a baggage that you're puffed because it landed in the same hand that it left. That's a finisher of this case. And you threw it up in the air, you ran, you caught it in your hand. So you're right in your left hand for the day. It landed in the same foot that it thrown from. But the Rambam is puzzled. It's not the Rambam, it's just the Rambam. Now, Rambam needs a Hezra anyway, because it's finished. And one thing is very clear from this Rambam. The Aveira is not the transport of Dalai Lama. Because here you transport it to Dalai Lama, for instance, you catch it or someone else catch it. The Aveira is the Kira Nanatha. Whatever story the Rambam is saying, he's saying a story that the Hamach is kind of nothing. But here it's transported to Dalai Lama. So, in the case of Dalai Lama, we see in the case of Dalai Lama that the incident is that you're in that muscle, which is not like the Rav Chaim. So we have Rashad and Evan Argo, who have a total of five kashas on this Rakhaya. And certainly it needs, it's a big deal in this, if Rakhaya is correct. I would add one Nakuda to this. The Lashon of the Mishnah, the Sefer Shabbos, the Chayim Gimel, that counts the Lamedtes Malachis, you know what the name of the 39th Malach is? Hamaisim or Shushushim? The Av Malacha or the Talbim? Is it an Av Malacha or is it a Talbim? He says, it's a Machlaikis. He says, B'Shem, the Rambam, that it's an Av Malacha, and B'Shem Taisis, and the Sefer Shabbos, that it's a Talbim. It would seem that these two sheets, what's it called again? A mighty Mershut Lashut. Is that carried out on Mishnah Sram? The Baal Amor says a mighty Mershut Lashut is carried from your Rishut, your Dalar Amis, Mershut to the next, to outside of your Dalar Amis. But that's a mighty Mershut Lashut. That is not like Rakhai. That if you say that the Av Malacha is Dalet Amis, then it's the same as the Shram Mishatayat, it's one Mishat to another. And that's not like Rakhai. If you say it's not, Maiti Mishat Lashut, like Taisa Shiva, that's not Maiti Mishat Lashut. That's it's Rakhai. Rakhai is saying that it's transporting the Rakhai. Every inch of the Dalet Amis is part of the Malacha. Not that you take it from one Mishnah to another. It could be that this Rakhayim is probably is that much like this Rishayim, except the Rambam would hold out Rakhayim. It's taken in the Rambam, but of the Pundit, that's a Chakira seems to be calling that much. So we have today two ways to learn how much you can tell around the Mishnah. Now, in the Afike Yam, he has a class. If I can have enough time to explain to you how the class is probably in the Shiloh. I think Ayan, the copies of which I had given out to some of you in the morning, paid a face in the Mount of Zion. A beautiful Afik Ayan, the whole Russian is relatively easy to read. He has a Fakira, he's titled in the Kayan. Shyly, he doesn't think of Shem Rakhaya, but he's telling that Shyly. And he, is just someone who stands up for Rakhaya. He is more nice at the stand up for Rakhaya than though I'm surrounded by a very transport. Not a few of my life. Mr. Shem, you should take a look at this and see it tomorrow because the punchline that Fikhe Yan, that they get to Agamara, is to be failing in the Inami, which was the Gemara we're up to. We didn't cover any Gemara today. Inami, Masi Bala Dure, Masi Bala Dure, Tikiyav is failing the sixth Sodom of Chaim in the sixth Sodom of the Gemara. Once we get past this, we're going to finish the Yom very quickly.